This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The head of the Arab League is calling for Turkey to halt its military offensive in Syria and pull out its forces from the war-torn country. He says Turkey's military operation in northern Syria has resulted in a new wave of displacement and jeopardizes achievements made in fighting the Islamic State group. Turkey said its aim is to push back Syrian Kurdish forces, which it considers terrorists. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
In Turkey, President Erdogan says he told President Trump and others, if you're going to stop this, stop it. But they haven't stopped it, so they will take matters into their own hands. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the U.S. is disappointed in Turkey moving in after U.S. forces moved out of northern Syria.
To be clear, we are not abandoning our Kurdish partner forces, and U.S. troops remain with them in other parts of Syria.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says there could be powerful new U.S. sanctions against Turkey.
There are no sanctions at this time, but this will be the broadest executive authorities delegated to us.
Mnuchin says if Turkey goes too far, the U.S. will shut down its economy. Ed Donahue, Washington.
U.S. President Donald Trump says the United States and China have agreed to the first phase of a trade deal that would end a trade war that has been going on for months. In announcing the deal, President Trump said the U.S. relationship with China has never been better.
I think they're great. I think the relationship in certain ways may be better than it's ever been. We've been through a very tough negotiation. There's never been a negotiation like this.
The deal averts a 5% increase on $250 billion worth of Chinese goods set to go into effect next Tuesday. The wildfire burning on the northern edge of Los Angeles has spread to more than 28 square kilometers. Authorities say some of the fire has been contained. The fires have destroyed more than two dozen homes as tens of thousands of residents were ordered to evacuate. This is VOA News. The former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, told House committees leading the impeachment inquiry into President Trump that the president pressured his State Department to remove her from her post. AP's Tim McGuire has more.
Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch, in her opening statement obtained by the AP, said she was told in May to leave Ukraine on the next plane. She was later told President Trump had been pressuring the State Department for months to remove her. She testified in private for more than 9 hours Friday. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff.
She has been a model diplomat and deserved better than the shabby treatment she received.
Ohio Republican Jim Jordan questioned the secrecy surrounding the testimony and the whistleblower who touched off the inquiry.
We're talking about the President of the United States, an impeachment process 13 months before an election. Why don't we know who this whistleblower is?
At least four more administration figures are slated to appear before the committee next week. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Meanwhile, the New York Times is reporting Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's personal lawyer, is being investigated by federal prosecutors in New York for possible lobbying violations. The paper says the investigation is related to Giuliani's efforts to undermine former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, Yovanovitch. An international panel of aviation regulators is criticizing the approval process used for the Boeing MAX 737 jets and says Boeing withheld key information from pilots and safety regulators. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
A report from this international panel finds the Federal Aviation Administration didn't get key information from Boeing about the automated flight system linked to the two deadly MAX jet crashes. And the FAA didn't have the expertise to effectively analyze much of what Boeing did share. The group found during the certification process, Boeing changed the design of that automation, making it more powerful. There were also signs that Boeing put undue pressure on its workers involved in the aircraft certification, raising more questions about the FAA allowing some of the safety work to be done by the very companies that it's regulating. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A Kenyan athlete made history today. Reuters' Francesca Lina has the story.
Kenyan Eliud Kipchoge made athletics history on Saturday when he became the first person to run a marathon in under 2 hours. The Olympic marathon champion and world record holder completed the Vienna run in 1 hour, 59 minutes and 40 seconds.
I'm the happiest man to run under 2 hours in order to inspire many people.
Kipchoge's remarkable effort will not be recognized by the sport's governing body because it was not an open competition and used in-and-out pacemakers.
That's Reuters' Francesca Lina, and I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.